And that, ladies and gentlemen... Oh, Google Translation. Ladies and gentlemen... Google... Ah, here we are. Norwegian. Mini Dama Og Harry. Oh, Harry. Yes, well, I think that just about wraps up my paper today.
Sorry to bother you, Professor Tony.
Oh, no, no. Good timing, Angela. I've just finished my paper for the conference in Oslo.
Yes, that's what I want to speak to you about.
Sorry?
I see from the latest schedule they've sent over that you're meant to be there tonight. You are now the keynote speaker at tomorrow's plenary session in the afternoon.
Oh, that's news to me. It's a good thing I've put in the work.
Yes, but the opening dinner is tonight. They're probably sitting down over some pickled herring smorgasbord right now.
Where is Professor Tony from the East Greenwich and Lewisham combined? Our keynote speaker tomorrow afternoon is not here.
Perhaps he has forgotten to come.
He has not finished his paper and dare not show his face.
He has missed his flight. Yeah,
his secretary did not book him one.
All the more pickled herring for us.
Well, I thought it more important to finish writing my paper than get there in time for dinner.
That's all very well, Professor Tony. But what flight are you booked on?
Flight? Oh.
I sorted the airline schedules for you weeks ago, but you never got back to me.
Didn't I?
I've just checked, and I'm sorry to say that all the flights into Oslo tonight are completely booked up.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what the Vice-Chancellor is going to say. And I'm not sure I can cover up for you anymore, Professor Tony.
Look, I have been rather taken up with research lately.
Into internet dating, yes. I heard. It's a shame the Norwegians won't benefit from all the effort you've put into this paper, Professor Tony.
But I don't think there's actually that much of a problem.
No?
Well, look. You see, the conference, it isn't exactly in Oslo. It looks as if it's on a campus just to the far north, near the Arctic Circle. So, Angela, please, could you see if you could get me a last-minute cheap flight to Trondheim, then a hire car?
I'm surprised you're happy to forgo a spot of Oslo nightlife on the way.
Is there something that you want to say to me, Angela?
Only that I'll go and book your flight to Trondheim straight away. I don't mind doing a bit of overtime. After all, I've been doing plenty of overtime over the last 10 years. Not that you've ever noticed.
Hello?
Mother says I noticed.
Of course I've noticed all your hard work, Angela, and I am very grateful. Oh, dear. She's been rather tetchy ever since I started internet dating. I suppose she disapproves.
He calls himself Midnight Magic.
I did warn you, Angela. 10 years ago, I said there is no point in holding a torch.
I have been waiting for him to get over it, and then what happens? He starts internet dating.
Fight fire with fire, Angela. Go straight on, find the perfect partner for you, and find yourself a partner before Professor Tony gets back from Oslo. That'll teach a fella to trifle with your affections.
Really must get on. Another message from Moody Touche.
Hi there, Midnight Magic. I was wondering how you are. You've been a bit quiet for a few days.
Oh, right, quick reply. I'm off to Oslo to give the paper you refused to edit. Oh, hello, what's this? From Lilac Cardigan.
Hi there, Mr. Midnight Magic.
Oh, goodness. I am popular.
How about dinner at Red Pomodoro's this evening? I'll be there at 8 p.m. wearing guess what? A lilac cardigan. Come if you can.
Ah, good. I've caught you, Tony.
Let me see.
You're off to Trondheim, I hear.
I need to get my skates on. I wonder if I could fit in dinner with Lilac Cardigan at Red Pomodoro's. There won't be anything to eat on any late-night cheap flight.
Well, good luck, Tony. Remember, you're the public face of the East Greenwich and Lewisham University combined, and I'm relying on you to round up some overseas postgraduate income for us.
Well, I'll do my best, Vice-Chancellor.
Oh, and a little word.
Oh, yes?
Annabella is on the warpath. She doesn't take kindly to the way you slighted her dinners.
I'm to tell
you there are plenty of other single men around the campus ready and willing to come and sample my Colonel Fox's small batch London dry gin.
But that's just it, Vice-Chancellor. I don't think I'll be single much longer.
It's worked then, this internet dating. A research aside, it's actually paid off in terms of... crumpet?
There are so many perfect partners on Find the Perfect Partner for You to choose from. It would be statistically more surprising if I stayed single than if I...
Well done, old man. I'll tell Arabella she'll soon need to buy a new hat.
Yes.
I only wish I could say I was never going to have to attend another of her Friday evenings.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, Tony.
Bye.
And good luck.
Little did I know how much I was going to need that luck.
Your e-ticket. To Trondheim. Plane doesn't leave till midnight. Check-in time.
Oh, thank you, Angela.
All the car hire companies in Trondheim are out of cars, so I don't know what you'll do when you arrive.
Rent a reindeer, perhaps.
Ha.
Well, I'm sure I'll sort something out. Oh, and Angela, thank you for all your... help. I quickly printed out my paper and saved it onto a memory stick. I just had time to nip home and pack a bag.
Tu fala americana, americana, americana.
I arrived at Red Pomodoro's at 8:15.
Oh, you have a booking, signor?
No, actually. Or maybe at 8. She's wearing...
Is she ill?
I looked around the large, dark Italian trattoria.
Oh, dear. There doesn't seem to be anyone waiting.
It was crowded. There was no way I was going to be able to spot a lonesome lady in a lilac cardigan.
I beg your pardon.
Waiter, please.
There was a commotion in the far corner.
Looks like we have a table coming free over there. This internet dates, you know, they're very temperamental. Red Pomodoro's has become a meeting place for them after we have a special discount on Find the Perfect Partner for You.
Oh.
Are you with that magic?
Lilac cardigan?
I'm sorry, signor. I didn't realize you too. If you would like to come this way...
Well, this is nice. Bit of a last-minute arrangement. I can't stay too long. I have a plane to catch.
Look into my eyes.
She seized my hand.
I beg your pardon?
That's right. Just keep talking. A kiss, I think.
There's the stadium. We haven't even met properly.
Has he noticed?
Sorry.
That man over there with a blonde.
There were men all over the restaurant with blondes.
Oh, Midnight Magic. I've so looked forward to this moment. Oh. Keep gazing at me as if you want to take me to bed more than anything in the world.
But...
has he seen us?
I think everyone has seen us.
That's what I want to hear.
If I can attend your order, signori. Oh, a starter.
I'll have a red pomodoro special with extra everything... Pile it all on. I want the biggest pizza in the room.
I'll have the same, please, but no extra toppings.
I want the biggest pizza in the world.
We'll do our best, signora. Some wine?
Oh, I better not. I'll never get my flight.
Bring a bottle of the most expensive. In fact, bring two bottles. He saw us.
What?
Now, what's he going to do?
I think you'd better tell me what is going on.
I can't. My husband on findtheperfectpartnerforyou.com, and I thought, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Oh.
He's coming this way. Gaze into my eyes. Oh, midnight magic.
I gazed, like a rabbit caught in the headlights, or an unsuspecting bachelor lured to one of Arabella Gilmore's matchmaking soirees.
Red Pomodoro Special, without extras, for the gentlemen... and for the lady. So, all the toppings on the menu to the aggiunti. That's it.
Well, goodness, I do feel hungry all of a sudden.
What the hell are you doing here, Marta?
I could ask you the same thing, Jeff.
Oh, hello. Who's he?
Who's she?
If you think my wife is the perfect partner for you, Mr. Whoever you are...
Well, he's Midnight Magic.
Like hell he is. You've got another thing coming.
Oh, no.
If you don't think I'm your perfect partner, what are you doing scoffing that enormous pizza and wasting my time?
The man's a lover.
Take care of just us, you boy. Calm down, please. You're gone. You're doing it. That's the only...
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Come da me, non cadete ai doni.
I finished my red Pomodoro special and asked for my bill. I didn't want to miss the plane to Trondheim.
Tu fa l'americano, americano, americano. Sienta me chi do fa fa. Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi...
I only just called the plane.
Calling all remaining passengers for our last remaining flight to Trondheim.
We're just closing the flight, sir. Should we let him on?
Nah.
He's here with us now, Captain. Do we send him through? The Captain says you've missed your chance. He's about to lock the doors. The Captain has taken pity. He will let you on, but only if you're quick.
Your passport, sir.
Yes. Here it is. My top pocket.
Thank you, sir. Not a very good likeness, is it? What do you think, Maureen? Doesn't look much like his picture.
They never do. You turn up thinking you're about to meet Prince Charming and it's some old geezer using a picture that's 20 years old.
They ought to make that illegal.
I ran down the carpeted ramp and as I entered the plane, they slammed the door behind me.
There's always one.
I collapsed into my seat, determined to have a good snooze. I scarcely strapped on my seatbelt when the woman beside me dug me in the ribs.
Excuse me. Aren't you Midnight Magic?
I beg your pardon?
Recognize you anywhere. I've been emailing you on findtheperfectpartnerforyou.com, but you never replied.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I got so many...
Don't worry about that now. Just pretend this is a date. Your dream date.
Oh.
So, how shall we start? Do you come here often?
Come.
What exactly are you looking for in a partner? How much do you earn? Will you pay my son's school fees?
Look,
Bernard is far too bright to go to that dreadful local school with all those dreadful local children. I want him to get into St. Bart's and St. Belfridge's, but I need someone to pay the fees and buy his uniform and pay for the 4x4 to take him there.
Look, I'm sure Bernard's a very nice boy.
You'll love him.
But can't his father...
Don't speak to me about his father.
Something from the bar, sir?
Oh, a gin and tonic and a packet of peanuts, please.
If you think for 1 minute I'm going to give you a nice glass of Colonel Fox's, let alone a packet of crisps...
I beg your pardon.
It's Midnight Magic, isn't it?
Oi! You! Hands off! I got him first!
No, he's mine.
Marjorie!
Come on, down his chin! He's in a wonder-do!
What on earth are you doing?
Do you know where this place is going?
Not Trondheim.
Trondheim!
Perfect. For a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Trondheim Airport, where the local time is now 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, goodness. I must have been...
If there's a Professor Tony on board, would he please make himself known to the cabin crew as we are informed by ground staff that there is a car sent to collect him.
Good old Angela. She organized me a car, after all. Some hours later, the driver dropped me and a number of other academics who had begged for a lift at a grey campus that resembled some rather bleak holiday camp. I made my way inside the vast conference centre where delegates were already queuing for breakfast. It was then my troubles started.
Professor Tony, we met before. My name is Asana. I'm a student at the university.
She sat next to me at breakfast.
You English, you like your tea. Yes. I fetch you cup.
Please. She sat next to me through all the various papers that morning.
I bring you more tea.
I kept yawning and dozing, but every time I awoke, she was there.
Another cup, Tony?
Oh, think I've had enough tea.
And the biscuit.
Excuse me. I introduce myself. Professor Meinhof.
Oh, you're Professor...
I am conference convener.
Ah,
you have been hiding, Professor Tony.
Well, no,
taking tea and biscuits, I see. So English. No doubt you would like a custard cream or a hobnob. Oh. Huh? Everyone look forward to your learned paper this afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
You are the talk everyone at the conference signed up for. It is why we moved the location from Oslo. There wasn't a big enough conference theater there.
Oh.
When we sent out the advance program, everyone took your talk. Everyone interested in mathematics of internet dating.
Yes.
I myself, well, I date three women at the moment. One in Düsseldorf, one in Stuttgart, and one in Hamburg. I lead complicated life. You will help me rationalize.
Oh, well, I hope I can be of assistance.
Yes, with which conference venue. Even so, many delegates will be listening in satellite halls. There will be lively debate afterwards.
Professor Pony.
Yes.
I am sure the professor here agrees with me. You must rest before this afternoon.
Mm.
I have fetched your room keys. You will find your bags and papers there. I have arranged it all.
Oksana smiled and handed me the keys.
You mustn't exhaust yourself. Everyone wants to speak to you. The women anyway. The men are jealous. I warn you.
Oh, yes, I think you're right, actually. I'll find my room and I'll just take a rest.
I seized my chance to escape. I ran as fast as I could, down corridors, up staircases, and my room, when I found it, was a prison cell. With an iron bed and instructions for inmates behind the door in Norwegian. How funny that the conference venue was an abandoned prison, all because everyone wanted to hear my paper. I switched on my laptop, and oh, more messages from Find the Perfect Partner for You, including another, I noticed, from Moody Two Shoes.
I hope you didn't think me rude when I said that I wouldn't dream of editing a paper on random search, blah, blah. Thing is, I'm working flat out on this biography of Queen Victoria. Such hard work. It is all, shall we say, for politeness' sake, highly imaginative.
Poor Moody Two Shoes, slaving away on Queen Victoria in a basement in Islington. While I dozed for a while. And when I woke up... Oksana was on the bed beside me, completely naked.
Hello.
Oh.
We marry, yes? I arrange. My mother, my father, my brothers, they come this afternoon from St. Petersburg for the wedding.
Oh.
I telephoned them this morning. They are so pleased.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Yes, that is true. But life can be ridiculous. And I have the keys to the room.
How on earth?
I will not release you unless we marry. My brothers will make sure we marry.
Oh.
Ivan and Igor make sure a lot of things.
Oh.
Now, it is time to dress. My family will be here soon.
Oh, yeah. Look, please, could you put some clothes on?
You wear this.
Oh.
She handed me a red army uniform.
You recognize, yes?
I mean a red jacket with gold buttons and braid, like...
And my dress. You like? I get the royal wedding clothes copied. You are my William. I am your Kate. My parents. My brothers. At last.
Oh, my God.
What took you all so long?
A large, rather round woman came bustling angrily in, accompanied by two young bruisers and an older man with a grey beard and furious eyes wielding a stick. The room was full. I could hardly...
hardly breathe.
Not Kate Middleton again. You are coming back to St. Peter's spoken now.
Oh, dear, you treated my daughter in this way. What? She's not to be bought it for the price of a passport.
Well,
we check it out, University of East Greenwich and Lewisham combined. It is not Oxford or Cambridge or even Greenwich University proper. It is, how you say?
Red brick.
Our daughter deserves it.
And in a whirl that swept up Exana and her shiny Kate Middleton look-alike dress, they were gone. I tried on the red military jacket and thought it rather fetching. I might as well wear it, add a bit of colour to the proceedings. I glanced at my watch. 5 to 3. My talk was scheduled for 3 o'clock. I grabbed my papers and I ran. And I made it to...
The lecture you have all been looking forward to, yeah? Yeah, I present you Professor Tony, head of the mathematics department of the EGLC, who will speak on multi-objective random search global optimization and its formative strategic role in contemporary relationship initialization and management. Yeah. Our esteemed professor here is dealing with one of the leading problems of our time, in which many of us take a personal interest. Myself included. Professor Tony!
Well, no, thank you, Professor Meinbach. Now, I intend today to present new extensions to the theory and novel applications by discussing some provisional results on the theory and application of an empirical and computationally based study involving the numerical analysis both of integer and non-integer constraints and the cross-fertilization of genetic algorithms. Attractors are invariant sets within a phase plane. For example, the van der Pol oscillator has a limit cycle solution in which a large set of starting conditions rapidly move towards the limit. So to round up, this method is an effective procedure to solve a practical problem resulting from the explosive growth of internet dating in modern society. If my methods of random search are instituted, it is my belief that there are infinite possibilities for a wholly new approach to the subject. Remember to buy Angela a bobble hat. I'm so sorry. That seems to have slipped into the end of my notes.
Thank you, Herr Professor. That has given us all a great deal to think about. And it is my pleasure now to throw the discussion open to the floor. And we have one of my own students in the front row.
Clara Bex, Dusseldorf. I would just like to say that your paper was awesome. I hope you will have me in England for a PhD.
Take no notice, Clara throws herself at all the visiting lecturers. And in the back row, Professor Nananen, University of Uppsala.
Yes?
Your results, Professor Tony, seem to me somewhat preliminary. I am surprised you focus on what can only be considered a rather small number of data points. In a study I carried out last year in Uppsala, peer-reviewed and published in last month's edition of the Journal of Random Search Optimizations, using college students, we looked at more than 2,000 data points. You only seem to have, unless I have misunderstood your methodology, less than 50.
Yes. That is true, Professor Nananananan. I dated 50 women in 3 weeks.
Surely this affects substantially the weight of your conclusions.
Well, of course, but I have read your paper, and I have serious concerns about your approach. College students do naturally all meet up anyway, and they are a cheap and inadequate substitute model for simulating the workings of internet dating. My data points are characteristic of real society and real people. A bit too real at times, I can tell you. If you had any idea of the number of cups of substandard coffee that I've drunk, or the glasses of inferior Vintage Riesling.
Well done. That put Professor Nananen right back in his fish.
His place.
Exactly.
Ah, yeah. Professor Benson, University of Antwerp and Rouge combined. I would like to ask if you have tried speed dating. Wouldn't you achieve considerable uplift in real-time data points? And wouldn't data acquired in this way be better distributed?
Well, that's a good point. And one I shall undoubtedly pursue in the next phase of the research. It would increase the number of data points substantially, without the need to drink any more awful coffee or glasses of plonk.
I left the floor in a hurry, as the first bus laid on back to Trondheim Airport departed only a few minutes after my lecture was scheduled to end. I was determined to be on time. As I waited at the airport for the plane, my phone rang.
So where are you, Tony? It's bad night, brother-in-law, Tony. He's a daft maths professor, pretending to be abroad. In Stockholm or somewhere. Doesn't know his charge share from his quick step.
I'm at Trondheim Airport, Marjorie, waiting for my plane home.
Never mind that silly nonsense now. I went to Lewisham Light Fantastics last night.
You did?
The music was so much better than at the Royal Greenwich Ballroom. That place has really gone downhill. And I met a man.
A man?
Humphrey and I used to dance together years ago, but we lost touch when he thought I was marrying that slime bag who stuck me up at the altar. He does a mean rumba, and we're off to Spain on a dancing holiday, so I won't be around for a while.
Isn't this all rather sudden?
Hasta la vista, Tony. Oh, and 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm back. 6, 7, 8.
I opened my laptop in the Trondheim Airport Wi-Fi hotspot and was delighted to discover a timely email from Find the Perfect Partner for You.
Fed up with the time it takes to find the perfect partner for you? Of course you are. Take the waiting out of wanting. Register now for one of our evenings of fun, fire and romance.
There was a choice of venues listed. An upstairs room at the Purple Horse, the Black Velvet Rabbit, and the Green Running Fox. Payment by credit card at least 2 hours in advance. I wonder if Moody Two Shoes will be going. But which one would she pick? The Purple Horse, or the Velvet Rabbit, or... Oh, dear. Real-time data points really are so random.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
In the third part of Find the Perfect Partner for You.com by Charlotte
Corin,
Henry Goodman was Tony and Leah Williams was Sarah, Angela, Marta, Oksana, Joanne and the lady in the plane. Marsha Warren was Marjorie and Angela's mother, Sam Kelly, the Vice-Chancellor, Kerry Shale, Professor Meinhof, Alexis White, Clara, and Stephanie Georgeson, the air stewardess. Original music and technical presentation was by David Chilton and Lucinda Mason-Brown. FindThePerfectPartnerForYou.com was directed by Gordon House and was a Gold Talk Essential production for BBC Radio 4.